Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jevison Shaw. The Prime Minister says the entire world is concerned about the escalation of violence in the Middle East as he reiterates calls for a ceasefire. Israel's Prime Minister has rejected international calls for a 21-day ceasefire against Hezbollah, calling on his country's military to continue fighting with full force. Anthony Albanese says they want to see an end to the loss of innocent lives.
I say to Prime Minister Netanyahu that he needs to listen to the international community, just like the other players in that region need to listen to the international community. The calls are very clear.
The White House says talks are continuing with Israeli officials at the UN General Assembly in New York. Thousands of Australians remaining in Lebanon are being urged to leave now. Back home, a funeral service will be held today for a young Sydney schoolgirl who took her own life this month. Family and friends will farewell 12-year-old Charlotte at a church in Bosley Park. Education Minister Prue Carr has told the ABC everything possible must be done to support students who feel vulnerable at school.
We need to make sure that we are supporting schools in every way possible to help young people through the challenges of adolescence and to deal with any bullying that they experience.
Lines have been moving smoothly so far at Sydney Airport for what's expected to be one of Australia's busiest days of air travel since the pandemic. Tens of thousands of passengers are heading to Melbourne to watch the Swans and Lions do battle in the AFL Grand Final or going away for school holidays. Sydney Airport Corporate Affairs Manager Josh Clements says those with check-in luggage should still arrive 2 hours in advance.
This is going to be the busiest day that we've had during the school holiday period. So on the domestic side, there'll be 80,000 people coming through the terminals today, and I expect a lot of those will be making their way down to Melbourne to see the Swans in the grand final.
Residents in high-growth areas around Sydney's southwest and on the central coast are increasingly being targeted by scammers. Sophie Clark explains.
Westpac has released a report highlighting the postcards with the most scam cases. Liverpool, Campbelltown and Gosford have the highest number of scams, especially among older customers. More than 2,500 incidents have been recorded in Campbelltown this year alone. The bank says the fastest growing suburbs are a hub of economic activity or ageing populations. While fraudsters don't discriminate, those aged 61 to 75 account for almost a third of cases.
The coalition is strongly opposing a misinformation bill. The federal government wants to reduce the spread of misleading information on digital platforms, but the opposition says it's an attack on free speech. Shadow Communications Minister David Coleman says more than 20,000 submissions were previously made opposing the bill.
This time, Labor's given Australians just a few days to put in a submission. It is an absolute disgrace. There are thousands and thousands of Australians who are deeply concerned about this bill.
A new report shows the number of Australians suffering strokes has risen to a new high. The Stroke Foundation says a worrying trend is emerging, which could see the number of patients a year rise to 72,000 by 2050. The Foundation's Dr. Lisa Murphy says the report is calling for several changes.
Reducing the amount of uncontrolled blood pressure that we have in Australia. The second one is reducing the time from stroke onset to treatment through some national targets. And then the third initiative is increasing accessibility to community rehabilitation after someone's had a stroke.
And a hurricane headed for the US state of Florida has intensified into a Category 4 storm. Residents are being told their lives are at risk and have been ordered to leave their homes. Helene is expected to make landfall in coming hours.
Hope weather.
A chance of showers today, becoming less likely during the day. Winds southeasterly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, increasing to 30 to 40 k's along the coast, heading to a top of 18 degrees across the city. Right now it's 17 degrees in the city, 12 in the west. A shower or two tomorrow, getting up to 20 degrees. A high chance of showers on Sunday, a top of 23. A chance of showers on Monday and 22. That's the latest Hope News. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Hope 1032, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
Autism 360 has served more than 1,800 Aussie families in the last 12 months. Our neuroaffirming model focuses on establishing clear outcomes that are realistic and achievable in 90 days. So if you're a parent of a child experiencing autism, you can access our multidisciplinary team of professionals working one-on-one with you to help your child thrive. Visit autism360.com.au. Autism 360, helping families achieve extraordinary outcomes every day. Station sponsor. Spring is in the air and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors, their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever seen at Sydney Blinds and Screens.
Station sponsor.
Piedmont, lights are blacked out due to power failure. Piedmont Bridge Road and Murray Street. Hornsby, a bus has broken down Pacific Highway, taking out two lanes southbound past Goulston Road. And Chalora Centenary Drive has picked up speed going northbound. The Australian Women's Health Diary helps raise funds for breast cancer research. Buy the diary that saves lives today from newsagents and participating post offices. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. Thanks for taking us with you.
Hello there, I'm Ben McKechin, and in a couple of minutes' time, I can let you know officially whether you are one of the coolest cats in the entire world, because areas in three Australian cities have made the list of coolest communities on the planet. Jessica Malboy, Hope 1032.
If your heart is empty, let me give you love. If your legs won't hold you, let me pick you up. If your hands are shaking and you're barely holding on to your dreams, when you feel alone, let me give you love. Nobody knows how much a dream costs. Yeah, the blood and the sweat and the tears that you've lost. Everybody says that you're making it look easy.
Everybody knows that the struggle is real, but they don't know the pain you feel.
The pain you feel, yeah.
And everybody say that you make it look easy, but when the road gets rough, let me take the wheel.
When you feel alone, let me give you love.
me give you love.
That's a wholesome radio station.
Hype 103.2.
Hello there, Ben McKechnie with you this Friday morning on your Hope 103.2. That's Apollo Limited. Are you officially one of the coolest cats in the world? The cultural experts over at Longstanding Time Out have released another one of those best in the world lists, and this one, coolest neighbourhoods in the world. Three communities in Australian cities have almost made the top 20, because at number 21 is Northbridge in Perth, which I must confess I've not heard of. Sorry, Northbridge, but I have now. At number 10 is Windsor in inner Melbourne, which again, I don't really know much about Windsor. It's near Paran and South Yarra. But for those of us here in Greater Sydney, hats off to Chippendale. Inner city Chippendale, number 7, the 7th coolest neighbourhood in the entire world. Congratulations, Chippendale. Everything from buzzing restaurants and pubs and bars to public spaces that allow concerts via a free ballot. I didn't know about Phoenix. I should really look into it. Now, granted that one person's definition of cool is another person's, really? That being as it may, come on, hats off to Chippendale, officially, at least according to Time Out, 7th coolest place in the entire world, and I think that even if you don't live in Chippendale, just visiting or even driving through, you're instantly cooler than you were before. Bruno Mars, Hope 103.2.
When I see your face, there's not a thing that and I tell her every day. Oh, you know, you know, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay.
As sure as death in Texas, you know I'm gonna let you down. And even though I deserve them, those stones are still on the ground. So many times you've forgiven me, even while I was your enemy. Yeah, more than just 7 times 70, I can see it finally. Something beautiful when we bring it into the light. Turn the other cheek. Are we ready to bless our enemies? Are we ready to love like Jesus? Turn the other cheek. Are we ready to bless our enemy?
We are messengers on Hope 103.2. Are you looking for an example of can't beat them, join them?
Do you want to build a snowman or ride our bike around the hall?
That is the voice of actress Kristen Bell playing Anna in the Frozen movies. And a couple of months ago, Kristen Bell posted to Meta, the parent company that owns Facebook, Instagram, all that sort of stuff, saying that she did not want her voice or images of her, pretty much anything to do with her, to train Meta's AI programs. Didn't want a bar of that. Fast forward to the announcement overnight that Meta, its AI programs, have celebrity voices, including Dame Judi Dench, wrestler turned actor John Cena, and, wait for it, Kristen Bell. Couldn't beat them, I guess.
Hope 103.2.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Sleep. What is sleep? Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park never sleeps because they're open 24/7 every day. Whether you're an early riser or up late at night, Chemist Works will always be wide awake for you. On top of being open 24/7 every day of the year, including public holidays, they also have a medical centre open till late. Drop into station sponsor Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park or call 1300 247 Chemist. That's 1300 247 243.
Hope 103.2.
We don't have a plan. Just pack our bags and run as fast as we can. We hold the future in the palm of our hands. I know you hear me, but do you understand? Yeah, we'll be making a scene. I'll keep on singing while you shake tambourine. Whether we're broke, whether we're living a dream. I see you laughing, but you know.
Emily Sunday, Hope 103.2. If you had not heard or anticipated what happens pretty much this time every school holidays, airport delays. Sydney Airport delays. Get there early. That's the short story. Not great times at the airport today. Hope 103.2. Hello, if you are at the airport, Hope, this is soundtracking your striving to be patient. Don Henley.
Traded all my dark for the light. Traded all my blindness for sight. Traded all my pain for the gain. Got a key to the gate and a seat at your table, yeah. I look up and I can see you got me where I wanna be.
single part of me becoming something heavenly. You make me brand new. It's like I'm rising up from the water, living in the light. You call me into. My stains, like my soul got a fresh coat of paint, and I know I won't be the same, won't go back again, no, never, no way. I look up and I can see you got me where I wanna be. Every day I'm working and you're doing something good in me. You make me brand new. It's like I'm rising up from the water, living in the light. You call me into.
Kobe James on Hope 103.2. As you continue to wince or brace yourself or feel sad or angry about supermarkets in Australia, the ACCC's report findings this week remains to be seen if that's going to lead to any significant changes in prices at supermarkets. But you want to save money right now, right? HopePodcast.com.au or wherever you get your podcasts. The Money, Faith and Finance podcast, a recent episode. Top 10 ways to save money right now, including Michael in the Facebook group. Thank you very much for making this next suggestion of, sounds old school to say it out loud, make your own lunch, which I think you can then extrapolate out across all sorts of food and beverages in your life.
I was going to say, is he offering to come and make my lunch? Because that's pretty good. I have demanding food sort of.
I think that is exactly what Michael's offering.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Michael.
That's going to save all of us money, Michael, if you can make our lunch for us every single day. But falling short of that, Michael, which we appreciate, you may not be in a position to do. Pete, are you someone who does this, who brings food
I'll bring noodles from home. They will make fun of me at work saying, you know, you must be doing a tough Pete, you're on the noodles. But really, retail food can be quite expensive. If I went and bought lunch every day, and everybody would resonate with this, you could easily spend $15 to $20 a day if you bought a hamburger and chips and maybe a drink as well. You do that across a week, that's $100 a week or $5,000 a year. Bring lunch from home 2 or 3 days a week, make it something that's still nutritious that you like, but is also cheap.
I think that there are some, I've talked to friends, family members that don't seem to have stopped to consider this, and that might just be because of the busyness of life and we don't always take a step back and think, how can I carve out a bit of time? Because it's all about time, right? How can I make my lunch, organize what I'm going to bring to work? I'm just going to have to buy it when I get there. But we try to do that with leftovers or the night before, pack your bag or whatever it might be. But then going beyond that, when we do cooking across the week, my wife is great at planning out meals. That's another good way of saving instantly.
Meal planning, especially when you're shopping as well, is, you know, shop with a list and the meals in mind.
And you buy in as bulk as you possibly can and as your kitchen can handle. And also we've started eating many more vegetarian meals, and we're not vegetarian, so we've just...
Meat is expensive. We have Meatless Monday at our place sometimes, so we do it once a week, but you're doing it five times a week.
We're like Meatless Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday.
You're
like Meatless Weekdays.
Yeah, we're all over it, and that's been great. Thankfully, because there are many more great vegetarian options out there than I think there were back in the day, and also my wife shops by what's in season as well, and going to those outlets where you can often get bruised or battered, damaged fruit and vegetable, which tastes fine. And there are plenty more tips to be had for you to instantly save. Top 10 tips to save money immediately. Money, Faith and Finance podcast, wherever you grab your podcast, hopepodcast.com.au.
Hope 1032.
Hope 1032's care line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 1032 care line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 1032 care line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Autism 360 has served more than 1,800 Aussie families in the last 12 months. Our neuroaffirming model focuses on establishing clear outcomes that are realistic and achievable in 90 days. So if you're a parent of a child experiencing autism, you can access our multidisciplinary team of professionals working one-on-one with you to help your child thrive. Visit autism360.com.au. Autism 360, helping families achieve extraordinary outcomes every day. Station sponsor.
Are you a yes parent or a no parent? Netflix family film Yes Day tries to show parents how to remedy this by having one day where every child's request is answered with a resounding yes. This film proves that yes is not always the best answer. It may even lead to greater difficulties within the family. To all the parents out there, one thing we might need to show our children is that a disciplined life is a good life. Not surprisingly, a disciplined life may mean we need to say no. In Proverbs, it says, people who accept discipline are on the pathway to life. Isn't that the path we want for our children? As parents, we should be thankful for the yes days and the no days. Each of these days give us an opportunity to show our children we love them and want the best for them. This is Russ Matthews from God in 60 Seconds. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
I blame you for the moonlit sky and the dream that died with the eagle's flight. I blame you for the moonlit night when I wonder why are the sea still dry. Don't blame me, sleeping satellite. Did we fly to the moon too soon? Did we squander the chance? In the rush of the race, the reason we chase is lost in romance. And still we try to justify the waste for a taste of man's greatest adventure. Oh, I blame you.
Hope
1032.
Y'all ready?
Are these conversations filled with doubt? We dismiss what we can't figure out. I'm feeling it. I don't need the one to agree with it. No, there's just too much proof in my life.
Empire of the Sun on Hope 103.2. Public shaming is just rife nowadays, but we don't have to jump on board. Overnight, it was announced that Australian Formula One driver Daniel Ricciardo has been cut loose from Red Bull. Imagine what it is like to be let go from a job and then have that aired all around the world. And you can just imagine what some of the online comments would be. Same with a viral video of a lady on a plane accused of stealing a guy's phone charger. The lady has responded and let people know about her side of the story. Also, that she received death threats about this alleged stolen phone charger. Public shaming out of control. But there are other responses that we can have, like not getting involved, not commenting, or being more gracious, perhaps more merciful and understanding.
Hey, it's Laura. Join me on Undistracted this week, talking about what happens when we die. How do our beliefs about eternity affect the way we live? Former Buddhist, now Christian pastor Steve Kang shares the impact of his own near-death experience.
It changed me forever. It ruined me. My aspirations for worldly success went down the drain. Like, I was on my way to become an attorney. A lot of my friends are, and none of it mattered anymore. And for me, it destroyed the fear of death, darkness, demons, punishment, condemnation, the fear of other people. The Word of God says His perfect love casts out all fear.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
I think it's time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe. Divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's decided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D. Savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
Dr. Andrew Browning from the Fistula Foundation has a powerful story about the Mega Voice.
Nema was actually one of our patients in Tanzania, and she got a fistula from a hippopotamus. But we nursed her, showed her love, prayed with her, and gave her the Mega Voice. 6 months later, she walked out of the hospital completely cured, recovered from her paralyzed leg, recovered from her fistula, full of joy of the Lord. So that's the power of the Mega Voice.
Learn how Mega Voice audio Bibles are helping people engage with God's word in their heart language at megavoice.org.au.
Hope 103.2.
Until now, it's where
3-2.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jefferson Shaw. The Prime Minister says major supermarkets need to deliver value for Australians, with a new report showing shoppers have lost trust in pricing at Coles and Woolworths. The ACCC has found the two big grocery chains have grown their dominance in recent years. The consumer watchdog also says poorer Australians are now spending more than 20% of their income on groceries. Anthony Albanese says the current situation isn't good enough.
Supermarkets need to do better, and indicating the ACCC's concern at what they regard as a virtual oligopoly when it comes to supermarkets. We want to make sure that supermarkets deliver value.
The White House says negotiations with Israel over a ceasefire in southern Lebanon are continuing despite Israel's apparent rejection of the proposal. The BBC's Anna Foster reports from Lebanon's capital, Beirut.
It's been another day of heavy cross-border fighting. Here in Lebanon, more than 90 people have been killed, and Israel's Air Force has confirmed that its fighter jets have hit more than 220 Hezbollah targets. Now, they are in different places around the country, in the south of Lebanon, in the Bekaa Valley to the east, and also, again, here in the capital, Beirut. Around 40 projectiles were fired the other way from Lebanon into Israel.
Thousands of Australians remain in Lebanon as Israel continues its airstrikes. Those remaining are being urged to leave now while the country's airport remains open. Defence Minister Richard Marles won't confirm whether Australia is planning to send troops to the war-torn region.
I'm not going to go through the details of that. We have been working on contingencies over a number of months now, and we are ready to act on those contingencies at short notice. But now is the time to leave if you're an Australian citizen in Lebanon.
Footy fans and holiday makers are packing out airports across the country. Max White reports.
It's expected to be one of the busiest days of domestic air travel since the COVID pandemic, as thousands of fans travel to Melbourne for the AFL Grand Final tomorrow. It's also the first